This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, it's Wiggy and James in on the Greg Hill Show on WEEI to get in 617-779-7937. The Kyrie Irving thing is on the table. What he said about the city of Boston. I'm just going to go ahead and read. For those of you that might not have heard about this, when the Boston fans the other night were chanting, "Kyrie sucks, Kyrie sucks, where is
it's
Kyrie?"
So long, though.
I'll pick out the best parts. All right. It happens all the time, and tonight just shows how sports slash entertainment will always be ignorant and obtrusive. He's basically calling the Celtics fans ignorant and obtrusive, so there's that. It's one big show that means very, very little in the real world that most people live because there are actually things that matter going on with it. Like figuring out a life that means more than a damn ball going into a hoop, or learning how to grow up in a fishbowl of a society based on your popularity level as a person, or even dealing with becoming the leader of your family after someone's passing and not knowing how to deal with life after it happens. But at the, I'm just going to go to the end here. Quote, "The game isn't meant to be controlled and shown as drama. It's meant to show the love. Love for the art is the only damn thing that keeps the purest people in this giant sports entertainment circus. Don't fall for the game that's played in front of you as entertainment. It'll never be as serious as dealing with life," in all capital letters. So all
hey, you want some of this blunt?
Yeah. So all of a sudden he's a philosopher now.
I told you. He's one of those, he's a different type of brother. That sounds like somebody who's sitting there and you're smoking weed with them, and then all of a sudden they see something and they want to start to talk to you about the meaning of life, and it's like, "Really, bro? I just want a bag of Funyuns and, you know, a cheeseburger,"
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and some powdered donuts.
Yeah, it's like, really, you're gonna sit here and you're gonna start lecturing me about life? You could tell that's who Kyrie Irving is. He's one of those, you know, earth is flat, not round. And,
right.
And there's more to life than just dribbling a basketball. And it's, you know, let's go back to the days when the game was just kids playing on a playground.
Well, according to Fox Sports Radio host Doug Gottlieb has a story where he said that Brad Stevens last year walked into a room in a film session, and Kyrie was already in there. And Kyrie, he goes around and says good morning to everybody, and Kyrie was the only one in there. And he walked up to Brad Stevens and said, quote, "What does government mean to you?" That, to me, just shows that he is just somebody out there who's this, he's some pseudo-intellectual wannabe.
Mm-hmm.
But all these things that he does, it just further conveys and illustrates on him not being a leader. He's not a guy that people are going to rally around. Yes, the talent level, sure. Top 15 player, 16 player in the NBA, whatever. He's a perennial all-star. But he's not a leader. And he's a team-killing, locker-room cancer. And this is why. I will say this. So we have Thanksgiving, what we're thanks for.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody here in Boston, throughout New England, should be thankful for one thing. Kyrie's biggest gift to this city and Celtics Nation and all of New England, he left. And the fact that he's no longer here,
mm-hmm,
Three words, addition by subtraction. And I think his biggest gift to Boston was getting the F out of here.
Well, you know, maybe. I mean, the way the team is playing now, it does look like it was a smart move on the Celtics' part. But that's the world of the NBA. I mean, think about it. That's how NBA athletes are. That's how basketball players are. You look at Kevin Durant. He leaves Oklahoma City. Now it's chirping in Oklahoma. He wasn't this. He wasn't that. I didn't like how the locker room was. That's it. You got Kawhi Leonard. Blows himself out of San Antonio. Goes to Toronto for 1 year. Wins a championship. Bounces on them. Now he's in L.A. It's just that's how NBA players are, man. NBA players are a different breed of animal. You gotta cater to their egos. The superstars, you gotta baby them. You gotta put them on a pedestal, whatever it is, because they know that's how you win. You're not gonna win in the NBA with just a bunch of good guys.
No, but here's the thing: it
wasn't a likable team. You won't win.
But it wasn't like this with Garnett, Pierce, and Allen.
That's, man, you're talking about, find me a big three.
LeBron, Wade, and Bosch.
Okay, you get me them, and I guess what? Celtics will win a championship.
Right.
You're talking about, you don't have, there's a difference.
They're the three of the top.
You either got the big three.
Players in the NBA.
Or you're telling me I got a likable team. Well, guess what? Likable teams are not winning NBA titles. It just don't happen. You need a big three. At least a big two. But you don't, unless you have that, and in order to get that, and a lot of times when you have that, there's going to be a lot of things that are going on. There's going to be a lot of egos to manage. And if you can't manage those egos as a coach, as a GM, then you're going to run into problems. That's why ultimately, you know, you look at it and they blew Kyrie out of here. They got a likable team. But can this likable team win a title?
Listen, I mean, I don't know. Are the Celtics, though, this year so far, in the sample size that we have in the first 17 games?
They look good.
They look great. They look really good.
Right.
And I will say this. I said this about when Kyrie left, and it's addition by subtraction. You get better by him not being here, and then you bring in a guy like Kemba, who's all about the team, mm-hmm. who's all about
right.
– like, he wants – Kemba now knows – the burden is no longer on just his shoulders. He can share it with Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, Gordon Hayward. He can share
right.
it. So now he has a team around him, and he has a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So he can share it, which is a good thing. I just think ultimately, that to me, his greatest gift to Boston was getting the hell out of here. And I'm so happy
right.
he's no longer here.
And that's going to be the question. Can a good, likable team that shares the basketball, can they beat Milwaukee or could they beat Philadelphia and an Eastern Conference Finals?
I think they could. And if you need a reminder on how much of a D-bag Kyrie was, all you need to do is listen to this.
Shared it with some of my teammates as well as the organization and everyone else in Boston. You guys will have me back. I plan on re-signing here next year.
What's your confidence level in this team going forward?
Huh?
What's your confidence level in the team going forward?
What do you mean?
Just in terms of, like, you know. You
what kind of question is that?
A legitimate question. I mean, I just, you know.
Nah.
How do you feel about this team?
All right, next question.
Has your mindset shifted, though, in regards to re-signing with Boston, like the announcement?
Ask me July 1st.
What I do with my life is my business.
I think some people call me about this, you know, this dumb shit. I'm just trying to be a human being, trying to make the best decision for me and my family.
Get that? Like, do you get that? And then I'm asked questions about it. Like, that's what disconnects me from all that shit. Like,
because media has just gotten just outrageous.
Nah, I'll be fine.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm here.
Also, he's never coached any player like me.
All right, next question.
Ask me July 1st.
I'm not going to miss any of this.
Wow.
Right.
And you know, it's weird, though. That was great. And he didn't even have in there when he was coming into the Garden, TD Garden, when they were playing the Rockets on a Sunday nationally televised game. He's like, man, I'm so glad when I'm done as a player, I don't have to deal with this.
Yeah, but I think that's all superstars. No, for the most part.
It's a national. Why do you keep sticking up for this guy?
Kevin Durant was the same way. Because I'm not sticking up for him. What I'm saying is you gotta understand that's what superstar basketball players, that's the baggage they come with.
He's
Kevin
not,
Durant did the same thing in Golden State. you know, with the all the press conferences. We see it with LeBron. That's what you get when you get superstar athletes. You get baggage that comes with them. And that baggage, I blame the Celtics for trotting him out there on season ticket holder day and having him sit there next to Scalabrine and ask and placate to the fans.
He did do that.
These athletes are. And when you're dealing with, like I said, basketball players are a different breed. You know, they know, basketball players know they run the NBA.
Oh, yeah, it's a players' league. There's no
doubt.
Yeah,
they control it so they can get, listen, you know what? I don't like it here. Oklahoma City, Paul George, I don't like it here. I know you just signed me to a 4-year deal with, you know, max contract. I don't like it here. I want out of here. Hey, Kawhi, where you going? I'm going to Clippers. You want to come with me? Okay, I'm up out of here.
Right. No, it's a players' league. The player empowerment era started with LeBron years ago.
So you know you got to deal with some of the baggage that comes.
617-779-7937. Kevin, thanks for holding in New Hampshire. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, same to you and your family.
Yeah, you know, on Wednesday, I couldn't help but vomit in my mouth, and I think that the real frauds of the entire night were shown, which is the Boston Celtics fans. All last season, I argued with friends and fans that Kyrie Irving was a fraud, and every single person that I talked to rode this guy's shaft. Talked about his handle, how you couldn't win without stars, and now they're yelling Kyrie sucks. I bet you half of those losers have his jersey. I mean, honestly, after last Wednesday, we have learned that this fan base is not as intelligent as it thinks it is. I mean, one of the greatest flip-flops I've ever seen. I mean, you've been, Wiggy, you've been a big Kyrie. Did you ever hear anybody say Kyrie sucks?
Yeah.
Last season.
Nope. And I don't think he sucks. And I wouldn't have been yelling Kyrie sucks.
I don't think he sucks. I thought the guy was a charlatan from the moment he got here. And I don't even think it's fun to pile on the guy anymore because I think he has like a mood disorder or something.
Kevin, there's no question. You're absolutely right. And we're not sitting here and making fun of that.
But I knew that's what I was getting.
There's no question he has some sort of mood disorder that I don't know if it's diagnosed.
Your mood is.
Right.
Win me a title.
That's it.
That's all I give a damn about.
But Kevin, I will say this. I didn't talk to you then last year. I give you credit for calling out Kyrie and saying that. I fell for it hook, line, and sinker, too. I fell for it. But I will tell you this. I also saw, because I was, you know, covered the team, was in the locker room. I saw the way he was, like, the press conference where he just offered up that he unsolicited that we're coming there after the game, goes, you know, I called Bron. Mm-hmm. I called Bron and I did this, and I'm like,
but I got no problem with that. So you were young, you learned your lesson, you reached out
But why he brought that up is because he was basically saying that the guys in this locker room.
Right. He's dealing with young guys, and now he knows what LeBron had to deal with. So he's probably saying, "Listen, bro, I'm going through what you went through with me. I understand what you like. I don't have a problem with that. Like, I think it's fraudulent where people go; they have issues with that. He's kind of going through this whole process of learning who he is as a leader and a player, and this, that, and the other. I don't have an issue with that. I know what I'm getting. I know what I sign up for when I get my athletes. It's like I said, especially basketball players." Hey, I was the first person on when LeBron was trying to figure out where he wanted to go after Cleveland. And I was like, if the Celtics are smart, they would go after LeBron James. Get that man here. Kawhi Leonard, get him in. If you can help my team win a championship, I want you here. If you come with some baggage, so be it.
Well, that's the way I feel about Antonio Brown. I mean, that's the thing. At the end of the day, it's about the Patriots winning number 7. I think he puts you in a almost fail-safe position that you are the – because right now, let's face it, and just change – like, Baltimore is the odds on – like, right now, they are a better team than the Patriots. They've been – like, they've won 6 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They're on fire. They have a dynamic player who's unstoppable. But you bring in Antonio Brown, you bring him back here.
Right.
And let's face it, the 11 to 13 days he was here, he was a Boy Scout. He didn't do anything wrong.
Except for that one text message,
But that had nothing to do with the locker room. In the locker room, he was fine.
No, I understand what you're saying.
That's all. And so, like, And with all due respect to Robert Kraft, I mean, you know, in terms of embarrassing incidents, like, you know, I mean, he's not exactly one who's had a perfect year. Okay, so, right. You know, you have to understand that, yeah, this guy, his only mistake he made in New England was sending a text message. That's it. It was stupid. It was completely, derogatory. And it was so, anybody humiliate a woman on how her and her kids dressed. I mean, right. that is disgusting. But is it worth it to take the man, like, just to take, and here's the thing, when you did that, you compromise the integrity and success of your team because your team is nowhere near good. And you know what they say? Because you're a happily married man for, what, 20-something years?
23.
23. Happy wife, happy life.
That's it.
How about happy QB, happy locker room?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you think
I don't like sad Tom Brady. I do like happy Tom Brady.
Right. I mean, that all you need to know about how Tom Brady feels about this mm-hmm. offense is that post-game press conference after the Eagles
yeah.
win. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, you kind of know how he feels right, about like, it.
That's all you need to know. Wiggy found something good. I am shocked about something that you found, which we're going to get to next. I am shocked because
I'm in the wrong business for
No. Two things that you found. One thing that you found, but two things on how much money people make in this business.
Well, I'm in the wrong business.
But specifically, two people in particular, one guy is way underpaid and one guy is way overpaid. We'll get to that next, but now it's time for trending.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
All right, Wiggy and James in for Greg Hill on WEI. Wiggy found something which is an eye-opening thing for me. This website, directexpose.com or directexpose.com, whatever you want to say, came out with a thing about national sportscasters, TV, radio, you name it. So a lot of things we know that was reported in the media. Stephen A. Smith is making anywhere between $8 to $10 million in his new deal. He's doing okay. He's eating all right.
Damn.
He's eating good.
His Thanksgiving meal was really good.
Scott Van Pelt, $4 million.
Right. So I'm in the wrong business, man.
Yeah. Here's the thing that shocked me the most, more than anything, was that Kirk Herbstreit.
And I like him.
I love Kirk Herbstreit.
I'm a big fan of college games.
Me too. Me too. I mean, Kirk Herbstreit to me is to college football what Dick Vitale is to college basketball. He's amazing. Kirk Herbstreit, and when I say only, I mean comparatively speaking to others, is only making allegedly between $250,000 to $400,000 a year. That is way low. That guy's way underpaid, and he needs to get a new agent.
Because
I thought he was making more than
seven figures. Because
Reese Davis on the same list makes, what, $1.5
million? And his former host of Game Day, Chris Fowler, makes $1.5 million. So Reese and Chris Fowler, which is fine. Kirk Herbstreit, now I know he only worked part-time the year, but, like, ESPN has basically monopolized the world of college football.
Right.
He's only making $250,000 to $400,000 a year? Really? That's right. It's got to be more than that.
And, like, the part-time thing, I don't really buy that because the girl, what's her name, Sam Ponder?
Right.
How much is she making? She's making, like, $6 million or something?
It said that she's making $5.6 right. million a year.
And
which
she really
way
just
over.
Works part-time because she just does the
NFL. But it's a huge deal. It's a huge problem.
Game Day's huge. Game Day's huge. I'm not saying Game Day's as big as NFL's, what they do, NFL Sunday, the NFL Sunday Countdown. But the thing that makes Game Day so big is they're like the only show in town.
Yes.
When you think about the NFL, right. the NFL Countdown show that they do with Christian Ponder, Rex Ryan, Moss, and Hasselbeck, there's like a couple other shows out there. There's the one that NFL Network does. Yep. There's Fox has one.
Well, Fox has a college football show with Urban Meyer and that. So they have that now.
Okay.
But they didn't till, you know, but here's the thing.
Damn.
Which blows my mind more than anything.
What?
Anything.
So you got to work at ESPN?
No. The guy that I filled in for many times on CBS Sports Radio Network, Jim Rome, blows away everybody. They said, according to this, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it's described. Jim Rome is the host of the CBS Sports Radio show, The Jim Rome Show, airing live Monday to Friday. The show's broadcast on over 200 radio stations throughout the United States and Canada and boasts a listenership of over 2.5 million people, ranking the show at number 21 for the most listened to talk radio show in the U.S. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says on this thing, he's estimated to make $30 million a year. Wiggy, are you effing serious? $30 million a year.
Not bad. Not a bad gig.
Like, they paid me very well to fill in for Jim Rome, but man, I guarantee you it was nowhere near $30 million a year. Like, wow.
And I get paid minimum wage here, man. God, rack them.
$30 million. Now, Colin Cowherd, $6
million. Ooh, man.
But
I'm in the wrong business.
Jim Rome, $30 million a year?
Not bad. Not bad. I am so jealous.
I am. You know what they said? He does live in the same neighborhood as Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, and I'm jealous.
I guess when you live in the
same. I'm jealous because I don't, you know, I watch a lot of these shows. And I mean, I think, okay, most of the guys are just politically correct. They told the line. They, you know, and when I say politically correct, I'm not saying for them to be crazy and say, but they all kind of say the same thing. Yeah, at the end of the day, they all say the same thing.
Right.
What do you think of the Cowboys? Well, you know, Jason Garrett struggling a little bit. But, you know, I think Jerry Jones, blah, 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 blah. Rather than just be like, hey, what do you think? Jason Garrett blows. He stinks. He needs to be fired.
Right.
They all say the same thing. Man, I'm in the wrong gig here. I think I need to fire my agent.
You're right. Well, I mean, man.
I'm going to fire my agent as soon as I get home.
$30 million a year. For, you know, that to me is the thing that more than anything that just shocks me. Like, that, like I
need Jim Rome's agent. Hey, if you're listening,
yes,
hit me up on social media, man. I'm looking for an agent.
I know who he is. Very
I just
well.
Fired my, I'm listening. I just sent my guy a text message right now and just fired him.
Did you fire him?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I sent him a text message.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, but the thing about, like, Herbstreit was the one that shocked me. Now Kornheiser and Wilbon, $6.5 million.
Man.
That's you know.
They don't say anything either. God, man.
Oh, man.
Man.
Someone just said, Wiggy, stop saying you're in the wrong business. I don't know why.
I'm in the wrong business, man.
What business would that be?
Huh? The business of not getting paid like they get paid.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
man,
wow! That to me, like, so let me put this in perspective. The guy
Please
we had
don't.
On earlier before Julian Edelman,
mm-hmm.
with Julian Edelman a year, I don't know, but can you imagine that someone?
I bet he's around $6 or $7 million.
So Jim Rome makes five times as much as Julian Edelman, and Julian Edelman catches passes from Tom Brady.
Imagine that. Jim, we know.
He makes more than Tom Brady.
Yeah, I was going to say Tom Brady. We know he's making, what, $23, $24 million this year?
Yeah, which is.
You filled in for Rome.
A bunch of times.
I mean, what is it? What Is he, what is it? I mean, I've never listened to him like that. So what makes Jim Rome, I guess, or worth that type of bread? Does he say anything shocking? At least with Stephen A. Smith, I'll give him credit at times.
No, he doesn't.
Like,
that's just it. That's just the whole thing. No, he doesn't.
Same with Max Kellerman. At times, I'm like, all right, you know what? Skip Bayless, you know, I'm like, whoa, did he just say that?
Right. Well, like those guys, that's what I'm saying. That those guys, I don't have a problem with. Listen, I don't even have a problem with what Jim Rome makes. It's just sort of the fact that, man, like, I thought, and, you know, Francesa's made a lot of money, and, you know, Chris Russo, but to make, you're talking $30 million. You think about that. That's more than Tom Brady and Edelman combined.
He's making like that Howard Stern money.
Yeah, that's, well, Howard Stern's like $100 million, which is, yeah. A year.
A year?
Oh, he's been making that since he went over series.
Tell that texter I'm definitely in the wrong. I need to be on. Hit him with the hind.
617-779-7937. But here's the thing about it. Those guys.
I need to go work for Howard Stern.
Yes. Well, here's the thing.
He's hiring.
The staff doesn't get paid as well as he. Like, now, Gary Baba Booey.
Well, I bet you Robin probably makes decent money.
Oh, she does. Yeah,
Fred's probably making good money. Yep. JD making good money.
Baba Booey makes over $500,000 a year.
You know.
Yeah, he does. You know.
Richard Christie's probably making good coin.
Yeah.
Brent. I mean, I listen to Howard Stern. I bet those guys are making...
I knew Brent when he was producing for Bubba the Love Sponge down in Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super steamy.
Yeah. Brent has a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
He's you and Mrs. Wiggins, wouldn't, you're not part of that lifestyle.
No, but I listen to the you know. JD and Richard Christie.
Those guys are Sal.
Yeah.
All right. James in Norwich. Hey, James, I don't know if you heard me. My lock of the week, I delivered for you on Lions Redskins, did I not?
Yes, you did.
Okay, so my lock of the week this week, take the under on Jets Bengals. Under 41 on Jets Bengals. Take it.
Perfect.
Go to the bank. Go to the bank now.
All right.
Yep.
I will. Now, another reason why I called. Is I wanted to explain to Wiggy that, you know, to make that kind of money, you're going to have substance.
Okay.
Now with Moxie James, he's got plenty of substance.
All
he's
right.
He's got three degrees. He makes me money. So he's worth $10 million.
Right.
Least.
Yeah. I wish I was worth
I have a degree, too.
Yeah. Wiggy won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. That's more than anything I've ever done.
And he was
a vital part of the Super Bowl.
He said, I got to have Moxie.
Wiggy's got some moxie. So to explain, James, what does Wiggy need? Right.
So I can let my agent know.
Well, you do have moxie, I give you that.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, you know, you keep on talking about Chara, you want him out. So you don't have a lot of, you lack facts and you lack.
Well, no, I never said I want a Chara out. I said I want a Chara on the third line. That's all I said. I don't want him playing 20-plus minutes a night. I said...
Yeah, but it was some... You were so anti-Chara.
Yeah, I'm anti-Chara.
And you put a lot of blame on a lot of things, you know, in the last few years.
Yeah.
But anyways, you just have to get knowledge. You can't just swing from the hip all the time.
Swinging from the hip. That is knowledge, man. It's time on the ice, 20-plus minutes a night.
Listen, you know what? Wiggy, surprisingly, he's done some hockey research.
Yeah,
I'm
a hockey expert. I listen, right. MVP of my men's bear league.
Right, but I'm talking about in general. Swing from the hip a lot.
Well, that's what they always say. You never seen the movie The Natural? Swing for the fences, baby.
Absolutely, I see that. Yep, it was a great movie.
I'm gonna let my agent...
no matter what, I do love you.
Well, I don't always
agree with you.
That's all right,
Moxie James. You are the best. You grew on me from day one, and that's why I keep calling back and talking to you.
Yeah, and I'm glad you told me that you bet $50,000 a couple weeks ago.
Did you really bet $50,000?
Because
he lost his shirt.
No, he didn't.
I was making a point.
Right.
Remember? Right.
You know, because you said it was a guarantee.
I know.
Put your house on it.
Right. Yeah. You would have lost your house, James. Luckily, you didn't listen to Mark James.
I would have lost more than that.
Right, there you go.
But James, I gave you winning picks in terms of I'm winning for you this year. You're up more than you're down, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good.
You're gonna get to that 68% or 69%.
Oh, don't worry. I'm great with the number 69. No doubt about that.
You ain't Gronk.
Yes. Thanks, James. Appreciate that.
All right, sir. All right, guys. You have a wonderful.
Yep.
I'm Googling Moxie.
Moxie.
Yeah. So Moxie. Let's see what Moxie means.
It sort of means like.
No, I gotta find out.
Swagger.
I don't know. Let's find out the true definition of Moxie. Well, that's giving me the Moxie Hotel. Moxie definition here. Well, this computer stinks. So once we figure out, here we go. Moxie definition. We're going to find out the true meaning of Moxie. Moxie is force, character, determination, and nerve. Okay. All right. So I got to work on my Moxie.
I don't think it's the first time someone's accused
when you. When someone has guts or balls, they have Moxie.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think you lack that.
Swinging from the hip, having guts or balls.
Yeah, I don't think you lack that.
I think I got Moxie. Maybe the facts, though, because he always said my facts is the other thing, because I'm not a Chara fan.
Gotcha.
I don't want him as a first pairing defenseman.
You know who's been subtly or not so subtly disappointing this year?
Who's that?
Charlie McAvoy.
Yeah, Charlie McAvoy has struggled.
He has not. There's something wrong. I don't get it.
Playing well, so hopefully it'll turn around. And who knows? We'll see what Chara is come postseason. Maybe he'll shut me up.
All right. Final segment.
I know he's got Moxie.
Final segment next. Wiggy, I'm going to get your I kind of know which way you're going to go on the Patriots, but I want to get something like give us some bold prediction for the weekend. We'll get that. Final segment next. You want to chime in, you know the number. 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Not here does not mean that I am not working. I know you think that I don't work very hard. That's all right. You're entitled to your opinion, no matter how lame it is. I was working. My thanks to Mark James, who came in here the last couple of days, did a bang-up job. Well done. All right, let's get at it. I am back. Here's what we're talking about. Phone lines are open.
30
bang
million.
Bang up job. Rack them.
30 million a year.
Man.
Jim Rome.
30 bold, smackish.
Give me a bold prediction for this weekend.
Bold prediction.
I'll give you one. I'll tell you this. Okay. And I actually said this 2 weeks ago, so I'm going to stick with it.
All right.
The Patriots will lose Sunday night.
Ooh.
The Patriots will lose Sunday night to the Houston Texans.
Okay.
There's going to eventually, you know, no matter how much of an incompetent jackhat that Bill O'Brien is.
Wow.
When you have Deshaun Watson, you've got Nuke Hopkins and you got Fuller and you've got Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson catching passes on the backfield. If they run the ball on Sunday night the way they're capable of, and they just sort of do what Baltimore did, which is easier said than done, and Deshaun Watson can mix it up, I think this is an L. I had this on an L before the season began. I called it 2 weeks ago, and I'm sticking with the Houston Texans on Sunday night.
Okay. So you think they lose this Sunday? What about next week versus Kansas City?
They will win. They will. Let me tell you this. They will go undefeated after that the rest of the year. They will be 14-2.
All right. Bold prediction. The San Francisco 49ers will beat the Baltimore Ravens. Is that a bold prediction, though?
Yeah. Well, a little bit because they're a 6.5-point underdog. So it's a little bit of it is a little bit of a bold prediction. So yeah, I'll give you that.
San Francisco shuts down Lamar Jackson.
Wow, why? Like you just think they're gonna? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I didn't see that. I did not see you, because you're not one who makes bold predictions. You never pick against the Patriots. You have the Patriots going 16-0 every year.
No, not 16-0 every year. More like, you know, 15-1.
I picked Baltimore a few.
I didn't pick Baltimore.
Yeah.
I didn't pick Baltimore to beat them.
Wow, yeah.
I admit, when I looked at their schedule at the beginning of the year, the one hiccup I had was Kansas City.
Yeah.
But Kansas City doesn't look the same.
So the Ravens are a six-point favorite. You're going with San Francisco.
I'm going with the Niners.
And did we learn? What did we learn from today's show? We learned that Kyrie Irving is not a superstar. We learned that, right?
No. We learned that we don't know. You and I don't know the true meaning of what it means to be a superstar in the NBA.
Oh, I think I do.
No.
I think
You never explained it because you said Thompson was a superstar, which I agree with you. He is.
Well, here's my thing. Can this person lead you to a title?
By themselves.
And are they an MVP?
Are you saying by themselves?
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Could Klay Thompson win an NBA title by himself?
But do you have the talent to build around to win a title? I do think you do with Klay Thompson.
To me, a superstar is a guy that you look at and go, okay, if we get another guy or two, we can win a title because any one of those three.
That's fine. Klay Thompson fits that then.
Yeah, but I said Klay Thompson's a superstar.
Okay, all right.
But I think Klay Thompson's a superstar. I think Kyrie's a superstar. We put Dame Lillard in the category. I think Damon Lillard's a superstar.
I like Damian Lillard.
We really don't know the true definition of what an NBA superstar is.
Wiggy, someone wanted to say this about you you said you were married 23 years,
yes.
But your wife did an interview recently and said you were married for 25 years. So
we've been together 25 years. She was on the Greg Hill Show because she made her famous black mac and cheese, or black mac attack, we like to call it in the Wiggins household. We've been married 23rd anniversary.
Congratulations.
I appreciate that.
Congratulations.
And October 30th. But we've been together 25 years. It's been a long time, man.
Wow. Did you know her? Was she from college?
Here? No. We met in college.
Where?
Marshall.
When I was down
at Marshall, yeah.
And did she follow you to UGA?
Yep. Then she did.
Oh, she did.
I saw her on campus. I said, ooh, I got to have her.
Do you remember this great place on Millage Avenue?
In Georgia?
In Athens. In Athens, called the Taco Stand.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember that place?
Oh, no,
it was so good.
I was just down there too. We just came down.
Yeah, back. your son. Your son. All right. Someone's got a question for you, Brian.
Go ahead.
On the road. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Brian. Wiggy, I wanted to ask you a question. I'm from Revere. You're from East Boston.
Yep.
From Natural Island.
Yep.
Anyway, it was about Colin Kaepernick. I feel that maybe he went into that situation of kneeling down, and he just kneeled down maybe because he was lazy, tired, or whatever. I'm not sure. But, like, and then he just fell into it. You know, sometimes when you're doing something and then also when someone says you're doing it for another reason, and then you say, oh, yeah, that's why. You believe any of that?
No, I don't believe. I don't believe any of that because Cap gave his reasons on why he nailed. So somebody would.
I know.
He was the first one that really talked about it, so that means somebody would have had to talk about it beforehand. But he was the first one that talked about the whole, you know, racial injustice, you know, from police violence.
100%.
Yeah, so
100%. I'm white and everything, but
no, I mean, I feel like he took a knee for a reason, and you know, and ultimately, you know, that caused him his career in the NFL.
Yeah, Brian. There's no, we couldn't tell you were white by your voice at all.
Yeah, you can't tell by a voice nowadays.
You can't tell. Hey, Brian, Colin Kaepernick, though, I will tell you this. That little charade that he pulled when he changed the venue and no teams have been interested, he pretty much sealed his fate on ever playing in the NFL.
Listen, I'm glad he did that because the NFL, that was a jerk around from the beginning. And anybody who doesn't think that whole workout situation the NFL tried to put on for Kaepernick wasn't them trying to save a little face and going, all right, we blackball this guy.
One shady thing about the NFL was they tried to get him to sign the waiver.
Well, it's not
that
even said
that
forget
you,
about
you
the waiver,
serve.
Right? But start from the beginning. They asked, let's start from the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Before they even asked, Why didn't they do it 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago before the trade deadline?
Why didn't they do it back in June prior to the training camp?
Right, we could keep going back, all right? So we know that's their first strike. Second thing is they asked him, and he goes, okay, can we do it on a Tuesday? Tuesday, generally, you know, teams don't practice it. Maybe you can get some people there. So why not do it on a Tuesday?
Right.
They said no. He goes, all right, well, can we do it a week from Saturday? They said no again. They said you got 2 hours. So that whole thing was fraudulent from day one. And anybody, all these frauds that are on ESPN, I heard them all, Stephen A. Smith going, oh, my God, Kaepernick, blah, blah, blah. Listen, he was getting jerked from day one. You should have saw it.
Wiggy was fun doing it.
Always.
Joe Cortez, great job out of you. Stay tuned next. Rob Bradford, Courtney
Fallon.
Brad
Foe is in the building. Brad Foe. Hey, turn your mic on, man.
I just did.
Yeah, he's got it on. He's got it. And by the way,
hi, Mark.
And Wiggy, I will always say about Brad Foe show, he's a walking billboard. He lives the gimmick of Awaken 180.
I heard Podsgiving was amazing.
Podsgiving was amazing. Oh, it was.
You're welcome.
And Lord Hobo.
I tweeted it out.
Well, thank you. So I would like to think that you did it out of the kindness of your heart.
I did.
But
so I wonder how many people showed up because of my tweet.
All I know is a ton of people were there.
I heard three were showing up just because of my tweet.
Listen, that's all that counts. And Mark, thank you. I hope that you guys had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we did.
And I feel like you can do Thanksgiving on Awaken 180 anytime.
Absolutely.
I'm still waiting for my Awaken 180.
Well,
man.
It's not that complicated, Wiggy. Really isn't.
I just like the fact that you stick to that you don't just endorse it, you actually live it.
That
to me is that's the biggest thing.
Listen, it's easy to live by, much like it was easy to listen to you guys this morning.
Because
I love the conversation you guys had. I was driving in at the time. The superstar thing?
Yeah.
You guys missed something of how you define a superstar, that's the ultimate big market tease.
I will be listening then.
Yeah. You and Courtney will have to do it next.
Courtney's the best. I'm happy. And Ryan Hannibal's coming in at 11.
Oh, okay, right. Good. Well, I'll look for. I just met Courtney out of the hall. She's delightful. So they're up next for Dale and Keefe. And stay tuned later today for OMF. It will be my former co-host on Saturday, Greg Dickerson, makes his return with my ex is with my current co-host, Andy Hart.
Sounds like a love triangle there, like a menage a trois.
Well, they're not exactly my type, but that's another thing. And Steve D'Ossi will be in, so we appreciate you listening. Have a great Black Friday and Thanksgiving weekend. I'll be back tomorrow. Mark and Hart, 9-1, right here on WEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.